For the majority of Major League Baseball teams, including the Brewers, the season comes to an end this weekend. Players will go home to their families, and sports fans will turn their full attention to the playoffs or to football. Many will miss watching the games on television, but not Lake Effect essayist Jim Spangler.
"Why don't you come upstairs and watch the baseball game on TV?" my wife asked during a recent Milwaukee Brewers broadcast. "No, I'll stay down here and listen to the game on the radio. That way I can do two things at once," I replied. And I was, too. With the change of seasons from summer to fall, and with winter just around the corner, I was finally cleaning out some of the accumulated stuff in the basement. But multitasking wasn't the only reason I prefer radio over the TV. For me, radio and baseball just go together. The crack of the bat when our guys are up, and that split second before Bob Uecker tells us if it's fair or foul. Was it caught or did it drop in for a hit? Then there is the roar of the crowd during away games in that instant before we know the extent of the damage. Dad and I used to listen to baseball on the radio, a Philco that sat on a bamboo table on our screened-in front porch back in those non-air-conditioned days. I don't think Philco makes radios anymore. Maybe they don't make anything anymore, having gone the way of screened-in porches and bamboo tables. Many summer nights, we'd be there on the front porch listening to Hank Dillman call the Class A Clinton, Iowa Pirates on station KROS. That stands for Keep Right On Smiling. Some nights, we would see heat lightning through the screens and hear the occasional crackle from the tubes in that old Philco. Dad would often eat a cucumber sandwich. I couldn't stand them. But those days together were short-lived. Life for young men changes rapidly, and with my leaving for college, then the Marines, marriage, children, and a budding career, Dad was left to listen to Hank Dillman pretty much alone. One thing I hope won't change is baseball on the radio. Maybe someday, years from now, another old man will reminisce about he and his dad listening to Bob Uecker call the Brewers games. But he, like me, will have to be content with remembering places, faces, and times that can never be again. One thing for sure, I'll keep listening to baseball on the radio. Sometimes it will be Bob Uecker, and sometimes I'll imagine it's Hank Dillman. When it's Hank, we'll be on the front porch. There will be a half-eaten cucumber sandwich on the bamboo table. Heat lightning will dance in the west to the crackle of radio tubes. Just Dad and me, listening to the ball game on the Philco.
Essayist Jim Spangler is a retired newspaperman who lives in Brookfield. And with that, this episode of Lake Effect Weekend is going, gone.